This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Could low-alcohol wines that still pack full, rich flavor be on the horizon for Michigan? Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook, is here with us again with a possible answer. First of all, Chris, what's the key to getting a low-alcohol wine with full flavor? And I guess more importantly, why can't we do it in the Midwest?
This is something that the New Zealanders seem to be coming to terms with because their climate is actually quite similar to ours. The problem is simply this. When you have a what we would call a normal wine from, say, a place like California, that's grown in a climate where there's a lot of heat and there's a lot of days with very warm weather. You get to the Midwest, we can get certain ripeness, but we can't get full ripeness the way that they do. What happens is you have to find a way of getting the flavor patterns up in a wine and getting the alcohol up too. Now, we don't want to have those kind of wines with our kind of flavor patterns. Our flavor patterns do better with less alcohol. So this is more of a European style of wine. So the trick here is still getting the ripeness. And in certain seasons, you can't, you know, we don't always do it. What this New Zealand group seems to have come up with is a way of when the grapes are getting ripe and the leaf cover is coming out, they start plucking new leaf at the end and leave the old ones there. What that does is it alters the way that the sugar comes into the little grape. It reduces the sugar while it allows the flavor to continue to increase.
And by reducing the sugar, that means the alcohol content isn't crazy high.
Exactly, because sugar is what makes the alcohol. Mm-hmm. So if you have lower sugars going into the winery to make the wine, but you have the flavor up, then you've got a very sort of, I think they're more European style wines, frankly.
So give me an idea. I think you were saying you've seen some wines at 15.5% alcohol. That doesn't work with our Michigan wines.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a Michigan wine at 15.5% alcohol.
Seen some Californians.
Oh, you see a lot of California. In fact, there was a trend about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 10 now, where younger, new wine drinkers, particularly the dot-comers and those kind of people, loved that high-alcohol wine. And, you know, frankly, they were getting smashed on high-alcohol wines that tasted, to me anyway, and a lot of people who do what I do, very over-extracted, very just almost like jam with alcohol in it, and very sweet also.
Ew.
So at 15.5%, you're beginning to get that. And I find that unpleasant. I like the old-style European wines from Italy, France, Spain, when they were more, call it, backtracked in alcohol to 12.5%, 13%, 13.5%. Mm-hmm. That's about, I think, where red wine should end up.
Where are we in Michigan now? What do we have now? What does this development in New Zealand mean for Michigan winemakers?
Well, this is what we're not sure about, but what it seems to indicate is that we may be able to grow more and different kinds of grapes here than we do now. We do very well with Cabernet Franc here. Pinot Noir is good some years and not so good. It's sort of problematic. Those, I would say, are our two main red wines. And we may be able to do better with things like Malbec. We have some Cabernet Sauvignon. Merlot is actually fairly good here some years. But all these wines have ripening issues at certain times. And we will, at the very least, I think, be able to improve the stream of those that we have and bring them to more stability if we get to this kind of thing. Whether or not this is applicable here and can really work is definitely open to debate. It's a very new idea. However, I emailed Paolo Sabatini, who is the state of Michigan's viticulturalist at MSU, who is on the road somewhere. I said, do you know about this? And what do you think of it? And he said, you know, we did some testing. We know about this. It's not a totally new concept, but it would take a lot of work in the lab and testing to do it. But if we could do it, he said, I think it would have a lot of great future for Michigan's wines, particularly red wines.
So some adventuresome winemakers may be experimenting.
Indeed.
Chris Cook is our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic. Always love talking wine with you, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.